Hello, friends. Welcome back. David Moore with Equity Advantage. And I'm blessed to have my buddy Bob Nelson with me here today. And he owns PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Bob, I think we met each other how long ago?
300 years, I would guess.
300 years ago. So 1990, I believe it was. And, right. And you had to deal with us looking around at properties and haul us around, show us stuff, and see what we're going to pick up. But you're a CCIM. And you've been one of my mentors throughout the years. I'm blessed to have you here for the conversation today. And we'd like to talk a little bit about tax reform, and we'd like to talk a little bit about today's market. And is there something you'd like to say before we get started?
No, I think as long as it's oriented toward understand the 1031 exchange and how it is so beneficial to an individual to be able to sell a property, a qualified property, if you do things exactly right, and there's some very specific things, including David Moore, a facilitator, if we do it exactly right, we don't have to pay the capital gains to either the federal or the state governments. So you get to use all of your equity forward as you acquire the next property. It's a huge opportunity, but we've also seen some tax reform recently out of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. That are rather interesting, and I think will have an impact on what we do in commercial real estate.
So we always used to say it's a points-free, interest-free loan from Uncle Sam for as long as you choose to take it. But, you know, tax reform, we came in, we were really afraid that we might lose the entire code. You've heard me say it before, we didn't. We lost personal property on it. We had some refinement. Hopefully, we'll see how it actually works out, but it appears that some limited liability companies filing as pass-through 761A election will actually qualify for 1031 purposes, which that's a first, and it could make my job easier. We're still working through stuff on it, but I think that'll be very helpful. But, you know, to your point, I mean, when do you want to, somebody comes to you and it's like, when would you like to hear from them? People always ask me, when do I want to hear about the exchange?
Right.
What's your feeling on that? And with your practice, you've been doing it a long time. You're the 1031 guru. But, you know, when do you want to hear from somebody or when do you want to have that conversation with people?
Ideally, I would love to meet with them about 3 months before they've decided to sell the property that they're going to get rid of that will roll forward into the exchange. I refer to that as the downleg property. I'd like to meet with you about 3 months in advance. It's important to me to understand who you are, where you would like to be when things are finished, the end game. Most people don't think about the end game, but at least what you are trying to accomplish with your next move. As you sell the property, what are you going to do that would be advantageous to you, and how would you go about doing that? So it takes me three, what I refer to them as counseling sessions. And I like to go through those three sessions. They're about a week apart. But I learn a great deal so that I can see things through your eyes. What are you after? And then from that point forward, we come up with what I call an exchange strategy. How do we go about doing this? Because the market is so unusual at this point. We'll talk about that in a moment. It's so unusual at this point that if we stub our toe during the time that you have sold the downleg property and the time that we've completed the exchange, it could be just a train wreck, and you end up paying the tax. I don't ever want to be known for doing that. I've been doing this for nearly 50 years, and I've come up with a procedure, and that it works for me, and it's perfect at that point.
So, Bob, it sounds like you've got a real strategy working with people, a plan, and you know, I used to do a lot of scuba diving, and we always said, you know, plan the dive, dive the plan. And when we're talking about real estate, it's really sort of the same thing. So
exactly the same.
I think we can elaborate more on it the next segment. If you stay with us, we'll breaking these up. But bottom line, if you want to be successful, you better have a plan.
It's a tight time frame. I try to close the transactions during the 45-day ID period. If you're trying to do that and you're trying to accomplish the complete and full tax-deferred exchange, it is so tight, but it can be done. And I'm pretty successful at doing just exactly that. You get past the 45th day, you can't add any other properties if you find out that one is contaminated, another one burned down, and the third one is owned by a person who states, I'm in for a nasty divorce, I won't be selling this property for a while. Guess what? None of those were caused by my client, but my client gets to pay the tax. So we've got to avoid the train wreck, if at all possible.
So be a Boy Scout, be prepared, and come back, listen to the next segment. Thank you.